Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Number one most talked about story in the country this morning. Here, listen to this.
Y'all trying to kill me!
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're going to let the camera keep rolling.
If you continuously yell at poor Gayle King, even when the cameras have been paused so you can recoup, that's all I need to know about you. Let me rephrase that. If you're R. Kelly, that's all I need to know about you.
Right. Yes. I think that one sums up a lot of it right now. Yep. Gayle King can handle herself.
She was so composed.
What a great job she did.
Oh, my goodness.
She has come so far.
Yes.
She's been good for a long time, but I mean, she's no longer Oprah's just bestie or whatever.
But I was waiting for Oprah's, like,
to show up. Right. Throw a clothesline.
Sit down, boy. Sit down.
The entrance music.
Right.
But I mean, she did a fantastic job
so
in that
calm.
Interview. Yeah. I mean, he's hanging himself. Well, he's in Cook County tonight, so for child support, so we'll see what happens. But that's been a long time coming, R. Kelly.
That's all I need to know about you.
I mean, if you're his attorney, that's all I need to know about you. How do you let him go do that interview? How do you agree for him to show up and do that when you know emotionally that's what he can get? Because his attorney comes off as crazy, too.
But I read that he's looking to hire Bill Cosby's PR guy. I don't think that's who you need right now.
Well, I'll just tell you right now, he can't afford him. I mean, he can't pay $161,000 of back child support, so he cannot afford that.
Or his bail. He couldn't post his bail.
There's not going to be money for him to make after selling a story, I can tell you that. Mm. I've got one for you here. If you smash into your trash can at 4 a.m. instead of getting out and moving it, that's all I need to know about you. I'm so mad at myself this morning.
You're so lazy.
This is the ugliest car I've ever owned in my life. It's only 3 years old. How did I come to this part in my life here that, it was so cold, I was like, oh, just give it a little nudge. I can clear this trash can right now. Boom, cracked into it, and because it's 5 degrees out, cracked my taillight. So upset.
Oh, my God.
So mad.
Couldn't just get out and move the garbage can.
So mad.
No. Yeah. No.
And you probably woke up the whole neighborhood while you did it, too. If you're one of those people that tries to make Friday Eve a thing, there's no such thing as Friday Eve.
It's Thursday.
No,
Anna thought
Tuesday
was Thursday and that it was Friday Eve this week. It's actually screwed up my entire clock this entire week.
FYI.
Yes.
It's not Friday Eve. It's Thirsty Thursday.
Okay.
Right.
And the international time to start drinking wine is 6:59 p.m. according to this new survey.
I did see that. But so, Anna's thought it was Thursday the last 3 days.
This really screwed
me up this week.
This is one of those weeks where every day I think it's a different day.
It's true.
I don't understand what's happening.
What is it today?
Today I woke up. I thought it was Friday.
Wow, right. Sad again.
So sad.
So disappointed.
You want to chime in too, call us at 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. When you go for your dental cleanings, do you keep your eyes open or closed? Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. This all came up because yesterday was ironically National Dentist Day, and I had my cleaning the other day this week, and I was lying there, and, you know, it's so awkward because somebody's hands are in your mouth. They're working, and I never know what to do with my eyes. Like, I don't know if it's weird if I close them. I don't know if it's awkward if I keep them open, and I'm staring at this guy that's got, like, a magnifying thing on his eye and is basically inside my mouth. Really weird.
I mean, he's totally in your mouth. He's not basically in your mouth. He is in your mouth.
It's so awkward.
It's a dentist.
But
that's what you're there for. I mean, you go there. It's not like it's an unexpected situation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine, you know, how bad people hate the dentist there. Imagine if you were, like, in the zoo or something like that. They just show up and they do it. You have no idea when that appointment's coming, all right?
I don't tell my
daughter.
That's
awkward.
I never tell my daughter when we have a dentist appointment. I just pick her up from school, and she's like, where are we going?
Right.
And I'm like, it's a surprise.
And you pull in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because otherwise, it's the whole week leading up to it. It's like, when is it, Mommy? When is it? How many more days?
Write it down.
Right.
But what do you do? Do your eyes open or close?
I do both. I mean, they like to talk a lot at mine, so it depends on the day. If I'm tired, though, you know, I don't know. It creates this intimacy when you're staring at somebody, all right? So I'm not sure that there's...
Weird.
But they always talk to you.
I know.
They always talk to
they
you.
They do.
They're putting their hands in your mouth,
yep.
And you feel like, are they having the same conversation with somebody all day long, with
yeah.
somebody else, but... Yeah, and then you're like,
do you think they're messing with you when they do that? Because they know you can't respond. Oh, so how's your baby? Oh, he's going great.
I think there's a part of them that must get annoyed at the fact that they have to talk through that all day. Because I feel like, you know, everybody's time goes faster when you're actually sharing stories with somebody else.
Oh, I don't want to talk.
But if you can't get the responses.
Mm. We asked on our Facebook page, I said, do you keep your eyes open or closed during dental cleanings? Jennifer wrote, closed because I'm terrified of the dentist. I've given birth twice naturally, but tell me I get cavities filled and I'm about to have a breakdown. Fair.
Fair.
I only don't like it when they go for the coarse bit, man. And you're really shaking. Like,
yeah.
Like your head is, you know, that I don't like.
Rachel wrote, it's so awkward. There's a picture on the ceiling, so you feel like you should keep them open, but where else are you supposed to look and how comfortable it is to close them? It's true. Some places have like a TV, but my place doesn't. I look up and it's like a beach. Like it's like a picture of a beach.
Right.
Are you really think I'm pretending to be on a beach right now? Like you think?
And my dentist office, it's hot air balloons. It's hot air balloons, which, by the way, is another thing that terrifies me.
You're looking
they're
up.
They're pretty to look at, but it terrifies
you. You're looking up. You're like,
1-800-330-9999. Do you keep your eyes open or closed at the dentist?
I keep my eyes closed. My husband actually falls asleep.
Yeah, I've done that. I fall asleep because the dentist appointment is always in the afternoon. I don't get there till long after lunchtime. I've been up since 4 a.m. If they're not talking me up and I'm not trying to, you know, talk through my saliva that I'm swallowing, I definitely do fall asleep.
But how embarrassing to fall asleep in the chair. Like, don't you start drooling?
Yeah, no, I got rid of my dignity years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could never fall asleep. I don't know how people do it.
Oh, I'll do it anywhere now. I'll do it at your party. I'll do it if you've got some sort of, you know, christening or some sort of family event going on a Saturday or Sunday. Forget it. You got the game on or the race on in the background. I'm asleep.
Thank you for the call. You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. You keep your eyes open or closed when you go to the dentist. People do weird things when it comes to their teeth. You know, starting at 9.9, Santa on Raven.
It's a pretty wide statement there.
This week, all we've been talking about is dental stuff. So yesterday was National Dentist Day, and we were talking about it because I don't know when I go to my cleanings, am I supposed to keep my eyes open or closed? But also, what I realized around here is that people bring their toothbrushes and they brush their teeth during the day in our community bathrooms, which is so yeah. gross and weird.
Well, here's the biggest things that are gross. Listen, you want to brush your teeth all the time. I don't have a problem with that. It's your personal preference. You can do that. I used to have a guy at work that would do it twice in the workday. Now, he
so
likes
weird.
Snacks, to be fair. But, I mean, it was a lot. But he had a wonderful smile.
Okay.
So what can I say? But I will say that our bathrooms here are not the cleanest.
Wait, but I just... Those
that is
people,
not the space I would find to do that.
Like, if in your pocketbook, if you have a toothbrush, man, you're weird. I'm just saying. It seems really odd to me. Don't you think?
I brush in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I brush at night, obviously. Sometimes I will brush after dinner or when I get home. If I'm feeling a little stank, I'll put a brush on it, but...
We did a poll on our Facebook page. Do you carry around a toothbrush with you?
Mm-hmm.
93% of the people responded said, no, those people are weird.
Right.
And 7% said that they do. So if you're one of those 7% out there right now, you know there's a toothbrush and a little crest in your pocketbook.
Right.
Know where you rank.
The biggest part I would have a problem with it is, like, that thing's got to be hermetically sealed, all right? Because I'm just thinking, like, whatever I'm carrying around, and if it's in a purse or whatever, backpack, it's dirty.
But we do want to know, when you go to a cleaning, do you keep your eyes open or closed? Because that's the one thing we've been debating all morning. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Closed. Even though they have a TV on and they're discussing what's going on TV, like they expect you to take part in the conversation with all that stuff in your mouth.
So wait a minute. So are you one of those people that if somebody's having a conversation with you and it's not appropriate, you won't say a word. You won't say, hey, let's catch up later. You'll just, you know, not even stare at them now because, again, you've decided to close your eyes. So you just won't say a word? Is that what you do?
Well, I kind of mumble because I have all that stuff in my mouth.
Right.
To articulate.
I see.
So awkward.
Right.
You're
right. Figure after mumbling the second time, somebody else is going to release you from the conversation.
No, they
you
just keep
that.
Going. They
right.
just keep going.
It's weird. Ann Raven, eyes open or closed at the dentist?
Hi, I'm a high
anti-hygienist, and I think that you should keep your eyes closed.
You should keep your eyes closed. I think you don't want those personal moments with somebody else.
No, we can feel you staring at us.
I am.
I mean, personally, though, how many times have you felt somebody fall in love with you while you were cleaning their teeth? Let's be real.
Many.
That's
many.
I knew it. I knew it. Anna, I told you.
Oh, it's too much.
I told you it's a personal moment.
Why? Why do you think people fall in love with you?
It's just too much. The intimacy, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm already in your mouth. I don't need you looking at me.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
Meanwhile, I think the hygienist is making me nervous, but the truth of the matter is that I'm making them nervous.
Right, right. What will they say to you? Do they ask your sign? What happens next?
It was really awkward because I did feel like this hygienist, for the first time I had a guy, and I didn't like it.
Right, he loved you.
No.
He loves you.
No, I just felt
he loves you.
It was weird.
No, because he loves you.
He doesn't love me.
Oh, he does.
I don't think so.
If you're out there right now and you did Anna's teeth and you love her, call us.
Did my teeth. Yesterday was National Dentist Day. Ironically, I went to the dentist this past week and I had so many questions because it was so awkward. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
It's one of the strange things that we share is that like the moons or people might cycle together in the office, Anna and I cycle together when it comes to our dental cleanings.
Right. Dr. Lawrence Levy from Middletown joining us. Dr. Levy, what do you do? Are you supposed to keep your eyes open or closed? Let's start there when you get a dental cleaning.
Well, it just kind of seems funny. If you got to blink sometimes, you know. You mean keep your eyes open like the whole time?
Well, I'm thinking more like first kiss here, right? I mean, if your eyes are closed, you don't actually have to blink because you're all set. But if your eyes are just open and you're staring that person in the face, there's kind of like this personal moment. And then if their eyes meet my eyes, then they're not paying attention. They can't look my tooth in the eye and look my face in the eye at the same time, right?
I never realized this was such an issue. I'm going to have to think about this. You know, when you're working in somebody's mouth, you're basically not looking at them. You're looking at their mouth. If anything's flying, you should probably keep your eyes closed. But for the most part, it should be pretty social. You know, I'm assuming you probably like the person that's cleaning your teeth. And just like when you get your hair done, you're talking and everything. And it's kind of a social thing. And you're getting the work done at the same time. At least that's the way we do it in my office. So
why do you expect
there's no rules.
But doctor, why do you expect people to talk to you when their hands are in your mouth?
Larry's like talkative, too. He's not like a one-question
guy. I just talk. We could just put safety glasses on you, and then you don't have to worry, so you can do whatever you want. There's that barrier, so you don't have to worry about.
Does anybody ever fall asleep when they close their eyes?
Oh, absolutely. And they snore, too. People snore with their mouth open.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I've slept in his chair.
When somebody falls asleep in your chair, it means they're pretty relaxed.
Be happy to know that I flossed last night, Larry. I did it for you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Did it for you, my friend.
Raven always says that he's just started flossing. I think he just tells me.
I did not just start flossing.
You never floss.
You're right. I never floss, and Larry, I'll tell you that. Born with strong teeth.
I'm one
of the lucky ones.
I floss in the morning and at night. Raven says it's unnecessary to floss in the morning because it's not like you ate anything during the overnight. True or false?
True.
Hmm. Boom!
True. I'll give him that one. But if you missed anything at night because you did it quick, you're going to get it in the morning. So you're both right.
Oh, see? We're both right.
That feels like a fake answer. He gave that to you because he liked you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't want you to feel left out.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
You know what? My theory is I will never say somebody not to do something if it means they're doing a better job taking care of their teeth. If you're going to do it once a day, you should do it at night after you're done eating and there's no more food, you know, going into your mouth. But if you want to do it more than once a day, that's perfectly fine.
He's like a dental prince.
There's weirdos here that brush their teeth at our job. And our bathrooms are disgusting, Larry.
Is that weird, the people that travel around with a toothbrush and toothpaste and randomly brush their teeth?
No, I think that's great. I wish more people would do it, and it wouldn't be as many problems.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be making that dentist money, Larry. And I need my dentist to make it rain. Make it rain right now in the office, Larry. Make it rain.
No rain. We want your mouth to be healthy. You know, as much as you think it's about the money, it's not. It's about your care, and that's really what's important.
Sell out. I gave you the window to run right through right there. Jump right through that window, and you didn't do it. Larry, let me ask you a hypothetical then. Is it better to A, skip brushing your teeth, or B, brush your teeth in a room that has fecal matter floating in the air?
Like our bathroom.
That's a solid question right there, pal.
I think you need your bathrooms fixed. You can always brush somewhere else. You just need a sink to spit into.
So that's all you need is
brush
a sink.
Brush in the hallway and then hold
that's
it
right.
in your mouth until you get
right.
there and then spit it out.
Yeah, I think you need to get your bathrooms fixed. That doesn't sound too good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think all of our dental questions have been answered. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Dr. Lawrence Levy of Middletown, thanks for your time. Dr. Larry, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Amy and Matt joining us this morning. Amy, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, I'm a little bit frustrated with my husband. He is just not letting up about my baby weight, pressuring me to get rolling with it, and I'm not ready. It's just been a year. I don't want to deal with salads in the gym. I'm tired, man.
I mean, what does he tell you? He tells you got to get rid of the baby weight?
Yo, you looking thick, yo.
Yeah, he's like, you know, hey, babe, and it's about time you start thinking about hitting the gym
Matt,
a little more.
Matt, yeah. You're either the bravest man I've ever heard of or the dumbest. Which
right.
one are you?
I think I'm a good man. Just trying to give her some good advice. You know, I'm encouraging her to lose the weight and exercise with me, trying to get her on a program. I don't find that to be a burden.
Amy, were you fit before you had the baby? Was this like, you know, part of your lifestyle that you were at the gym or whatever, staying in shape?
Well, yeah, definitely. And I intend to again, but I just don't need to hear that. It just made me feel good, you know?
I'm going to be honest with you, Amy. I just had a baby 3.5 months ago. Sure, I'm trying to get rid of that weight. But if my husband for one second said something like that, I'm not sure he would survive.
Right?
Her husband sends me mean things to say to her all the time. He does.
He does not.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a difficult situation. On the other hand, I mean, he's looking out for her, communicating to her his thoughts and feelings about the situation. It's tricky.
I'm doing this with her best interest at heart. I want her to be healthy and happy and not depressed, because I know she's depressed when she's overweight.
Well, it's a circle, man. When I get depressed, I eat, and then I feel heavier, and then I feel more depressed. It's a circle, Anna Zapp.
All right. Well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. They may agree with you, Matt, that you're just looking out for your wife's best interest, and you know that when she's healthier, she's happier, and you're just encouraging her to get started on that journey. But they may see your side, too, Amy. You just had a baby. Like, as a husband, you need to just be quiet, keep your mouth shut, and when she's ready on her own, then she'll make the steps to do what she's got to do. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I know they'll pick me.
Matt, you're cool?
I'm cool with it.
All right, great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Amy just had her baby 1 year ago, and her husband, Matt, has been getting on her case to lose the baby weight. She says, I'm not ready. I'll do it when I'm ready. He's like, I know that you're miserable when you're feeling like this, and I just want you to feel better about yourself.
It's a delicate conversation, no question about it. I mean, you're kind of in a minefield here at this point. But, I mean, he says what he's got in mind is her health.
Right. What do you think? Should a husband ever tell his wife it's time to lose that baby weight? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven.
Hi. I'm on the guy's side, believe it or not. I had a child, and I did become a little overweight. But the truth is, you know, if it's been a year, it's time to get back to you. You know?
Thanks for the call.
It's funny how so many people have different opinions on when you should lose the weight. Like, I've heard 6 months. If you don't do it within 6 months, you're never going to lose it. I had a good girlfriend say to me, you can't even consider trying to get back to the gym until the baby is 1 year old.
Mm.
So, but I think that when it comes from a woman, it's one thing. When it comes from your significant other, it's a little bit harder to hear, you know?
Yes, all of that makes sense, but what a tough position to be in. I mean, you really can't say anything that's correct if you're the spouse.
All right, what do you think? Call us, 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Amy just had a baby a year ago, and her husband, Matt, has started saying things like, you should probably get back to the gym or start eating a little more healthy. He says he's doing it for her health and her well-being.
Right.
She's not on board with it.
As a guy, like, this is such a delicate situation. You just don't know how to say something, especially even when you have their best interest at heart. It can come off the wrong way, man. It's dangerous.
1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Hey, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the woman's side. Matt is wrong. Like, you know, he did that to her. She didn't choose fat to have baby fat. He had a child with her. So this is what the human body does. A woman's body is like a vessel. It carries another human being. So if you have another child with another human being, this is what the body does.
Right. So, my body is
so
a vessel.
He shouldn't complain. And Anna, I'm pretty sure Paul ain't going to say nothing.
No,
he has two kids with you, so he has to deal with that.
True. He's got to deal with the
Thank
roles.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
He's got to deal with my muffin top.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. You know, she just had a baby. You got to take it easy with her. It's, you know, he doesn't want her his unwanted comments about her weight. And plus, did anybody ask who taking the most care of that baby? You know what I mean? If she's tired all the time, that weight's not coming off for a while.
That's a good excuse for me. I'm exhausted.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I think it's very rude that her husband would say that, and it's inconsiderate.
I agree with you. I think it is rude and inconsiderate. A lot of it is how you say it, though. At the same time, I mean, are you supposed to watch somebody go into a depression and just not take care of themselves for a year or two because you're worried about their feelings? I'm sorry. When you get to a certain age, you got to be worried about their overall health and their well-being.
It's so
you do,
touchy.
But you push out a baby and see how good you look.
I'm not.
It may take a while, but.
I'm not questioning at all what you have to go through to it because I could never understand, but he didn't say anything about her looking good. He actually said something about her feeling good about depression. Thank you for the call.
That's what makes this so incredibly tricky.
Right, because if you don't feel good about yourself, how do you carry yourself every day? It's difficult
to
function.
My husband knows, like, if I don't get to the gym, I'm sad.
Right.
And I need it. So, like, he knows that.
On the flip side, I'm sure there's times where, scheduling-wise, that's not easy for you guys to manage.
Right.
But he makes it happen because he knows it's good for you.
Right.
It's tough.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amy, our audience agreed with you this morning. Matt, people understood that you were trying to look out for her best interest, but in this case, you got to just kind of keep your mouth shut and wait for her to be ready.
Fair enough.
You know, it's tough to watch your partner go through ups and downs, and, you know, you may think that you see the bigger picture. It's a forest for the trees type thing, right? Be smart. I know you feel brave, but be smart, man.
Understood.
Right.
I will comply with the audience.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank
All right.
You.
Thanks, guys. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
PDA is getting weird. What's happening? Is it public PDA? Is it celebrity PDA? Is it your PDA?
Star 99.9. It's Sienna and Raven. It's like the celebrity PDA, and they're trying to make it okay, and I'm not okay with it.
Okay.
First, it was Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson. Oh, they were like tongue kissing at a New York Rangers game. Please stop. I'm getting grossed out. Oh, God, stop. It makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Watch, I'll do the thing with the arms when I wrap them around myself.
Okay, no. So they've got pictures of them kissing at the Rangers game in front of everybody.
Of course, that's what everybody goes to hockey games for.
So weird. And then there's Patriots Rob Gronkowski, and Gronk is like grabbing his girlfriend's behind.
Connecticut's own.
Yeah, Camille Kostek. She's a supermodel. At least that I can understand. They're on vacation and paparazzi is taking pictures of them. To me, that's a little bit more acceptable.
Right. They're where it's warm. There's bikinis.
Right. So, like they're partying. We're kind of infringing
libidos
on their
are
time.
Thumping. Right.
But it got me thinking, when it comes to PDA, we got to do this.
No, rules, it's rules.
The rules of public shows of affection.
You're feeling romantic.
Oh.
You've got your hands all over each other. I've got a couple for you here.
All right, number five.
Well, I'll say this, that hand-holding and pet kisses don't even count. Like, they're totally fine. Neither does your arm around somebody. You can do that in public anywhere, and there's no problem with that.
Two people alone in an elevator holding hands. Cool or not cool?
Totally cool. Of course it's cool.
If somebody else walks in, why are you holding hands? Is this elevator going to plunge us to our death?
Not cool. We're together, and we know each other, and it's totally fine. It's completely appropriate for the public.
I don't know if I agree with that, but okay.
You're not the crown, all right? If you're Queen Elizabeth, the husband walks 3 feet behind.
Okay.
If you're not, you know, then everybody else, I think the hand-holding is okay.
How about this? On a plane? No. There's no reason why you should be making out with anybody on a plane.
So are we talking about actually making out, or are we just talking about
kissing?
Happy vacation. Hope we don't perish in this flight right now at this point.
No, I don't want you to kiss on a plane. I don't want you to do anything inappropriate on a plane.
What if there's turbulence? There's turbulence on the plane.
Then you can hold hands if you're going down. That's it. That's it, though.
That's all you get. Are you mad at them if you don't go down after that? When you land successfully, are you mad at the couple that got you super worked up and made you sweat in your armpits because you thought you were going to die because they were hand-holding?
It's fine if they do that. But on a plane, no. But if you're at the airport and you're kissing somebody goodbye because they're leaving, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I think it's all right.
But you can make out like that? Or
no, you can do like a quick peck.
It's a very good goodbye.
I'll say this, is that French kissing is only allowed if you do it in peripheral vision, all right? So when you first get together with somebody, right, you can't keep your hands off each other, all right? You're just you're so drawn to each other, you're so whatever. If you're in the corner of the park, it's fine. you do a little bit of making out. You know, if I only see you out the side of my eye, then that's fine.
All right, well, here's a really important rule of public displays of affection, PDA.
What's that?
If it's a military reunion, yes. Anytime that there is a soldier that is returning from somewhere,
yeah,
they can do whatever they
okay,
want.
Right.
But if it's a family reunion and it's right, your cousin, no. Any kind of family member, it's really inappropriate.
It's in my nature to immediately oppose whatever you say, but I'm both of those. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yep.
I'm fine. I'm yeah, fine with that. I'm going to say that exposed tongue or touching is always a no-no and can get you arrested in some countries. Right?
I think you should be arrested.
Remember,
here.
In Cancun, you have to ask for where is the make a whoopee spot or the kissy-kissy spot. Ugh. Or else, you know, you got to be out of the field of vision there.
Yeah.
And if you're in Dubai, I mean, forget it. Just hop in the back of a pickup and try and smuggle yourself out of the country because...
You're going to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, you're at least going to get whipped or something.
Yeah, that's it. Those are our rules of PDA.
I feel like that's pretty much covered it all.
Yeah.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not parents.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. My little baby girl is going to be 10 years old next week.
And all grown up.
All grown up, she is. But if you ever need life advice, she is able to give it to you. You can just email her anytime at Hayden@star999.com.
Mm-hmm. No degree, but no copay. She'll give it to you straight.
Always got an opinion, even though she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Hayden, today's email says, "Hello, Hayden. I have a 16-year-old son, and by all means, he is a great kid. He very rarely gets in trouble, and we've had very few problems with him, which is why we don't have many rules at our home. The problem is the one rule we do have is no eating in the bedroom. And not only has he been eating repeatedly in his bedroom, but he's been sneaky about doing it and also lying about it. I've confronted him many times, and he still does it. I'm at a loss of what to do." Mm. Signed, mother of a teenager. What do you think about this?
Just wait until the ants come. They'll annoy him, they'll bite him. Then he'll have ants all over his bed, all over his dresser, all over his room. Then he'll know it's annoying to have ants in your room.
Mm. Anything else besides just waiting for the ants to come and take over?
Another thing you can do is one day bake a nice dessert for you and your husband, and if you have any other kids. And he'll be like, "Ooh, can I have some?" And you'll go, "No, you can't have any of these cupcakes because you're a lying, dirty,
wow,
little teenager."
Seems a little bit harsh.
That or just take away Fortnite.
That or Fortnite. That's it.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
You're not getting Fortnite out of their hands at this point right now.
I
you're
mean,
not.
Yeah, you can.
Some things are too big to fail, Anna Zapp. All right? They're too big to fail. I mean, haven't you heard that phrase before? Come on.
I mean, you got to have some control, right?
Oh, good luck with that.
Right.
I wish you well.
You know what? Here's Raven's advice. Just let the kitty eat in his room.
And, you know, I mean, if you want to end anything, just wait for the insects.
Right.
That's the rule of thumb.
It's true. Yeah.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, Hayden, @star999.com. See you next week.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought
it. Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dinner.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
All right, Alec, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Sure. Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck.
Alec, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you can beat him, we give you $100 to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's do it. Number 1, Angelina Jolie will reprise her villainous role in this Disney movie on October 18th, 2019.
Maleficent 2.
Number 2. Misha Barton will join Audrina Patridge and Heidi Pratt in the MTV reboot of this show.
The Hills.
Number 3. Despite all this year's controversy, this sports apparel and shoe company ranked number 1 in the world as the most valuable. It's valued at over $32.4 billion.
Nike.
Number 4. Paul Reiser and this actress will reprise their roles in a Mad About You revival.
I don't know.
Okay. Number five, Teresa Giudice says that she'll probably get divorced if her husband gets deported. She's part of the Real Housewives of where?
New Jersey.
Great job, Alec.
Raven! Wait, come on.
How do you do?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
There's a questionable one. I can already tell from your hesitation there's a questionable one. So it's really 3 out of 5 in my opinion.
No. It's 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I'm just wondering how many you're going to get. Okay, number one. Angelina Jolie will reprise her villainous role in this Disney movie on October 18th, 2019.
Angelina Jolie is Maleficent.
That is correct. Okay. Alex, still leading you 4 to 1. Number two. Misha Barton will join Audrina Patridge and Heidi Pratt in this MTV reboot of this show.
The Hills is coming back.
That's right.
But with no LC, will anybody care?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she was one of the biggest stars. No Lauren Conrad is kind of a big deal.
She's the big deal.
Yeah.
She was the big deal, in my opinion.
Okay, Alec, you're still winning 4 to 2. Number three, despite all this year's controversy, this sports apparel and shoe company ranked number one in the world as the most valuable. It's valued at $32.4 billion.
I'm going to just guess Nike, and even after blowing up Zion's knee, they're still fine. Stock options are up.
Yep. Nike is correct. Alex still leading you 4 to 3. Number four, Paul Reiser and this actress will reprise their roles in a Mad About You revival.
Cannot wait.
Uh-oh.
Cannot wait. Helen Hunt. Can't wait. I loved them. That was my Will and Grace before Will and Grace.
Okay. I didn't think you were going to know Helen Hunt. Okay.
Are you serious, Twister? Do you know how often Twister is on television?
These guys are tied at 4. Number 5, Teresa Giudice says that she'll probably get divorced if her husband gets deported. She's part of the Real Housewives of where?
New Jersey.
I'm sorry, Alec. You beat you 5-4 this morning.
Bye-bye, Joey.
I'm Alec from Shelton, and I can't beat Raven. Mm.
Thank you so much for trying. You did a great job. Please try again, okay?
You've been deported. Better luck next time, Alec. Sorry, Joe.
Oh,
Teresa
man.
Got into shape, and she got a brand new bag. You're out.
All right. If you want to play, too, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., and listen today, 5:30, the Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.